Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our most popular guest, George Harris, joins us, the chairman for Nevadans for Sound Government, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Buckle in. Our guest is George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Sam, it's always a pleasure to come on your show, and thank you for having me.
So let's start out with your meeting with Donald Trump when he was in here in Las Vegas, appearing at the Mystere Theater at Treasure Island. How much time did you get to spend with him, and what did you talk about?
About a half hour. We talked about immigration. We talked about the crazy idea of any politician, you know, espousing that we're going to build a wall. You know, there's that old saying, if you build a 30-foot wall, you know, and a Hispanic can build a 35-foot
catapult
or ladder. But the fact is that technology is so well now, you know, that we have drones, we have everything else. We don't need to build a wall. That's just total nonsense.
Okay, and you told him that?
Yeah, I told him that.
And what did he say?
We agreed to disagree. Listen, Sam, it's very important for you to note right now. The polls last night, the overnight polls last night that I got, 7 in 10 Republicans support Donald Trump. That's the latest AP poll. And there's a reason for that. Because he says what's on his mind, people believe that he's honest, and people believe he's going to create jobs. And people don't believe the guys that are sitting in office right now. That's the problem. They just don't believe him.
I don't disagree that they don't believe them, but at the same time, you can't insult your way to the presidency, can you?
Well, I don't know that he's insulting his way to the presidency. He's listen, he is a person...
I've been watching the debates.
But he's a personality that people have been watching for years. That's his personality. That's his persona. He's a smart business guy. He's a Wharton grad. He's a brilliant guy.
You know what?
But we have other brilliant guys, too. You know, John Kasich. John Kasich should be the guy, and unfortunately, he's not going to be the guy. It's going to be an outsider because that number I told you before, 7 in 10 Republicans supporting Donald Trump, 9 out of 10 Republicans do not trust sitting elected officials in Congress.
All right, but we've turned this election cycle more so than any other into a game show and a reality show. And it's interesting because the best person at
we haven't, the media has. Listen, that farce.
Sure, they're making a ton of money.
That's right. But it's but let's be factual about what's going on here. The farce that took place on Fox News and the farce that took place on CNN was all about, look, every question they ask, Donald Trump says that you have gray hair. How do you respond to that? And when you got to the Democrats, it's like, here's a softball question. The journalists have a responsibility to vet out these folks for the general public, they're not doing that.
So you're opening up an even bigger question, which is, you know, is this journalism or is this entertainment television?
It's entertainment television.
Exactly.
It's not journalism. Nothing to do with journalism.
Roger Ailes, who I have tremendous respect for, head of Fox News, it was reported in an article, a huge magazine article on Megyn Kelly, in fact, in the New York Times Magazine a few months ago, that Roger Ailes realizes that he has maxed out on the number of Republicans that can watch Fox News. He's got them all. So the only way for them to grow the number of people watching, which means to grow the ratings, therefore grow the advertising revenue, is to appeal to Democrats.
Or independents.
But especially Democrats. Mm-hmm. And that part of Megyn Kelly's role. And that's also what you saw in that debate.
But that's not going to happen, Sam. It's not going to happen for a long time.
Of course it happened. Yeah, you know what? Of course it happened.
Sam, it's not going to happen for a long time. You can't have a demographic where you control the entire Republican people to watch your news and think Democrats are going to watch. They're diametrically opposed to the message.
Let me disagree with you, because okay. I'll tell you what happened in talk radio. Democratic talk radio failed. It was a disaster.
Correct.
Absolute disaster. Because A, they didn't know how to entertain, and B, they weren't funny. Okay?
Correct.
And a lot of them didn't understand that a lot of what Rush Limbaugh, for example, says are jokes. They're not meant to be taken seriously. But people who've been listening to him for 30 years understand that. People who want to listen to talk radio have to listen to conservative talk radio, whether they agree or disagree with it, because it's the only place they get their message. So there are plenty of Democrats listening to conservative talk radio.
Oh, I disagree.
Why not? Of course there are. Look at the numbers,
Sammy,
on television.
Stop.
Look at the
You're wrong.
Look at the numbers between Fox News and MSNBC.
Right.
Almost nobody watches MSNBC, and the numbers for Fox are huge.
Because MSNBC is boring.
Because the Democrats are watching. They're watching Alan Holmes.
They're not.
Why do you think Alan Holmes is there?
Okay. Because Fox can't continue to go on TV and say we're fair and balanced if they're not fair and balanced. That's why they have certain Democrats on their stage. You'll never see Al Sharpton on Fox News. They would never bring him on Fox News as a commentator.
Can I not comment on that?
Sure.
So let's move ahead. What else did Donald Trump tell you that impressed you?
Look, it's nothing that impressed me. I mean, I've known Donald Trump for years, and I disagree with a lot of nonsensical comments he comes up with. But this isn't about Donald Trump. I know everybody wants to say that, but this is about the people of the United States of America are sick and tired of being lied to by their government. And he represents everything that's... He throws bombs. He says, hey, listen, I got a couple grenades here. And he just throws the grenades, and people like that. People want to see someone mix something up. You know, same thing happened with Ronald Reagan. Remember when Ronald Reagan walked through Harlem and people were screaming at him, saying, oh, you're a horrible man, you're this and that. And he stood up and said, why don't you just shut up? I'm trying to create jobs for you. It's the same thing. So, you know, you can call him, you know, Donald the insult puppet, whatever you want to do. But the fact of the matter is, he's telling people, look, you elect me, I'm going to create jobs. You elect me, and you've seen me on TV for 9 years, I'm going to fire everybody that's not doing their job.
And you know...
And people like that.
And you know that a reality show is not one person. Hundreds of people work on The Apprentice. Hundreds of people work on The Tonight Show.
Exactly.
They write scripts.
Exactly. But you can't say this is Donald Trump. This is the emotion of the American public. Democrats, Republicans, and independents, they're fed up. They keep being told, hey, everything's great, and then the bankers get whatever they want. Hey, we're going to do this. They want a fair playing field where everybody can go back. Look, this is supposed to be, you know, you have the right to happiness. You know, you have the right to pursue to be a bazillionaire. You know, not where, hey, oh, how much did you make last week, Sam? Well, give us $40. We're gonna put it over here, and we're going to decide where your money goes.
More with George Harris when we come back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we welcome you to the George Harris Show. He's the chairman of the Nevadans for Sound Government. Now, Donald Trump is best friends with Phil Ruffin. Right. Of Treasure Island.
Right.
And I am
and Steve Wynn's one of Donald Trump's big advisors.
I don't know Steve Wynn, but I do know right. Phil Ruffin, and I have nothing but respect for him.
Correct.
He's a great businessman, genius, with how he made $1 billion selling the New
he's
Frontier.
He's a phenomenal guy.
So when you see him and Trump talking to each other, is there a different Donald Trump? Because Phil is so low-key.
There's not a different Donald Trump. Donald is very bombastic. And he is what he is, and he says what's on his mind, and whether you agree with him or disagree with him, I'll tell you what he is. He's an honest guy. I disagree with a lot of stuff. I told him, I said, I think you're full of crap on the wall and some of the horrific things you're saying about Hispanic Americans, you know. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And how did he respond to that?
And he said, listen, I'm going to say what I'm going to say because I think, he goes, anybody can wrap my words around me, but when people are coming over the border that are criminals and that cause harm to the American government, I'm going to speak out. So I don't agree with him, but you can't, you know, the guy believes in what he believes in.
And you look at the immigration system in this country. Do you see any Congress in the next 5 years
No.
changing anything?
No. And immigration's broke, and it's dangerous. It's more dangerous now than it's ever been, Sam. Let me promise
Why do you say dangerous?
Because it's now. It's not when a dirty bomb's going to come over the border.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
Really?
Because people who have the ability to create dirty bombs can get a tourist visa and come visit this country legally.
They're not going to, though, Sam.
They can go
Sam,
to Canada
Sam, stop.
And
Are you
come
living
here.
On a different planet? They're
no,
not going to do that, Sam.
Course,
Sam, they're going to come over the border illegally.
How did the 9/11 terrorists come here? They all came here on tourist visas.
And they didn't have dirty bombs with them, Sam. If they're going to do anything nefarious, they're going to come over the border, they're going to do it nefariously over the border, and they're going to attack a city. And it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
George, I'm not saying, and God forbid, that something like that should happen.
Stop yourself from what you're going to say right now.
Okay.
Let's move on to another subject, because you're wrong on that.
El Chapo is building tunnels with railroad lines. They just found another one in San Diego.
Right.
But technology is not good enough to capture all the tunnels that they're building. And as long as...
Actually, the technology is good enough. They're just never going to let you know that the technology is good enough.
So why aren't they catching more of them? I mean, because let's face it. If we wanted to spend enough money, a ridiculous amount of money, mm-hmm. we could get it down to what? 10 people coming across illegally? But it's never going to happen. You're never going to spend that much money because most of the people who are coming to either escape horrible conditions for asylum in this country or they're coming for work to feed their families.
Correct.
And so it's not.
But the problem is, we only get upset. You know, no one gets upset if they're up here working and everything's great. We only get upset when someone comes up and they create crime and they murder. Let's be realistic here.
I'm not disagreeing.
A lot of the problem with the immigration problem is our inability or our non-inability on both parties not to enforce the laws that are on the books.
But it's interesting, for example, when you saw a driver's license legalized for out-of-status aliens
right.
in this state.
It was wrong.
I disagree with you. Yeah, I'd rather, if somebody's here illegally, I'd rather know who they are and where they are rather than not know.
Well, if they're here illegally, they probably are using a false name. But if you go give them a driver's license, they're probably using another false name.
My point is, I'm living on Zontar. My point is that most of the people that applied for driver's licenses already had insurance.
Well, I don't know that that's correct.
That was a story that was published in the press in this state.
Of course, because, you know, let's move on to something interesting. Let's move on to the Attorney General and the Governor.
Okay, let's do it. Attorney General and the Governor. Fascinating situation.
Well, what's fascinating is we have a very bright Attorney General, 37-year-old, very, very smart guy who's going to protect the people and the state first. And we have a lame duck governor who's actually a good guy, doesn't talk to me anymore because we disagree on the gross receipts tax because he's 100% incorrect on the gross receipts. Between him and his good buddy Mike Roberson, they shoved a gross receipts down the throats of Nevadans, which everybody's going, oh, might not be so bad. Well, when it starts to kick in and they change it, the percentages in the next cycle, in the next legislative session, people are going to see how horrific and how horrible a gross receipts tax is. It's stupid. It's a dumb idea. But the governor's wrong and Laxalt's right. And the governor has embarrassed himself and Laxalt fed him his lunch. And by the way, Adam Laxalt doesn't have to have the governor's permission to go into a lawsuit. He's the Attorney General of the state of Nevada. He's got his own autonomy.
All right, let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
For the biggest savings on our best selection, hurry to the model year-end sales event at the Michael Hull GM Superstore.
Get $1,000 bonus cash on a new Buick Enclave or Encore.
That's only at Michael Hull Buick.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
At CCNN, we help people find a purpose, the place to start their life. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like pharmacy tech and medical assisting.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
Did you know Washington is built on a swamp? Massive government debt, stifling regulation, special interest politics, partisan dysfunction. Now it all makes sense. Washington is broken. The political class broke it. Together, we can drain the swamp and protect our children's future. I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
For the biggest savings on our best selection, hurry to the model year-end sales event at the Michael Hull GM Superstore.
Get 0% APR financing for 60 months on Sierra 1500 Double and Crew Cab SLTs on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chair of Nevadans for Sound Government and a good friend of mine, too. So let's just carry on with the Adam Laxalt situation. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel he's running for? Because I've never seen anybody out of the gate in the first 2 years things.
All politicians, there's not a politician out there that doesn't have aspirations for higher office. He's probably going to run for U.S. Senate, you know?
And who would you imagine he'd be running against?
He'll either run against Dean Heller or he'll find a seat that's open. But if he runs, he's going to win. He's the guy hasn't been in office. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. He's gone through. He's vetted out the bad attorneys that the state's had up there for years. I mean, he's doing a great job.
You know, it's interesting because Dean Heller has said he doesn't want to run for governor. Mark Amaday is potentially looking at either governor or attorney general. Do you think Mark Amaday has enough recognition in Southern Nevada to get the job done? Or does he have a lot of work to do?
I think Mark Amaday has a lot of work to do. I like Mark. I don't think Mark can ever win the governorship.
Why?
Because Mark is he's low energy.
Okay, are you kidding me? He's pretty, one of the funniest guys I know.
Funny does not translate into being able to manage the state of Nevada.
Maybe not, but in terms of elections, he's very
Mark
personable.
Amaday will never be governor. Move on. Next question. Will he be
attorney general?
No, I think Mark will stay. He'll stay in the Congress. He'll stay.
He doesn't want to. He said he's going to do one more term and he's done.
Okay.
All right, Sharon Angle, the return of Sharon Angle.
Oh, please stop. When do we get? Can we not talk about something that means something? Sharon Angle shouldn't run for office again. She did her time in Assemblywoman. Good job. She had her shot. It's over. Let's find someone new and let's find someone dynamic and exciting.
All right, I want to go back to the presidential race then. Ben Carson. What do you make of the popularity of Ben Carson?
Oh, Ben Carson's popular. Listen, Ben, first of all, he started out a long time ago. We had a nice little dinner for him out at a wonderful home in Lake Las Vegas. He is very charming.
Oh, He's very
much.
He's a
phenomenally intelligent guy who will never be president of the United States.
Yeah, and it's interesting because every once in a while you see him snap a little. You see... In an operating room, the doctor in charge is the authority, and nobody messes with that. And you see that come out. I got slapped when I was interviewing him, and, you know, he's quite slow and deliberative in the way he answers things. I started to jump in with a follow-up question. I'm not done yet.
That's the thing. In an operating room, the doctor's in charge, and then that means in life he's in charge. You know, it's the same way with Donald Trump. Say what you will, but Donald Trump, when you talk to Donald Trump, and you agree or disagree with him, he looks at, you know, he told me, which I found funny, he goes, you know, I'm a really smart guy. And he goes, and I think you're a smart guy. And I turned right back to him and I said, Donald, I am a smart guy. Okay? Because you know you're a smart guy. You don't have to tell everybody. You know, it's like, he's a multi-billionaire. We all know he's a multi-billionaire. Why does he feel that he has to tell all of us he's a multi-billionaire?
George, I would love to do a show with you and Donald Trump together. That would be a number one rating.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot
it
of people...
be a network show.
You know, my nephew goes, oh, please, that's my uncle. He's the Trump of Nevada. So I don't know if that's true, but I do know that he's a smart guy. And
Sheldon Adelson holding his fire at this point in who he's supporting.
Oh, no, he's not.
Side.
That's not true. Sheldon Adelson is Sheldon Adelson's son, Marco Rubio, who all of a sudden came out against internet gaming, and that's all. Sheldon Adelson's going to support Rubio, and Rubio shouldn't be president. And he, matter of fact, probably shouldn't be in the Senate.
He apparently doesn't want to be.
Well, listen, this kid is not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, let me tell you that.
All right, so why is Sheldon Adelson supporting him? Just because of the internet gaming thing?
I'm sure it's because, you know, it's all about control. I mean, you know, I don't know that... this is my opinion. My opinion is that the guy who's going to get the nod from Sheldon is going to be Rubio. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
I don't know if you happened to catch, in the last 24 hours, the New York Times dropped a major piece on internet gaming and how it's going on all over the country. It's based in other countries, but the servers are all here.
Right.
And, you know, isn't this already out of the barn?
You know what's going to have to happen? With alcohol, gaming, everything, technology is commander. And you can't live in this world of, you can't do this. Because the guys who are in charge of you can't do this don't understand technology. And technology just overruns them. And that's where the problem is. It's just like this, what is it, DraftKings or whatever?
Right.
Now they said it's gaming, you know? But you see the commercials on TV every day because technology outruns the guys that are trying to regulate everything. Same thing with these little units that fly in the air.
The drones.
You know,
regulations before Christmas for the drones. And then Amazon announces, we think that we're probably going to sell 1.5 million drones during Christmas.
Well, and it's true. I mean, people are buying them up like crazy.
And people are not going to go down and register their drones. They're just not going to do it.
Okay, we got 30 seconds left. You sell a lot of alien tequila, which has been a huge success for you. Medical marijuana now going to legal marijuana. And give me the 15-second version of George's thoughts.
Medical marijuana will become recreational marijuana in the state of Nevada, I think, in about 2021. Because, again, the problem is our brain trust is too slow to understand how to fix a problem to help people.
Okay, but question, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Yes or no?
It's a good thing because it takes it out of the gray market.
Okay, and that's where we got to stop. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you, George.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Welcome to Michael Hull Honda, where we do things a little bit different. As Northern Nevada's one and only customer experience store, we only employ the most qualified individual whose sole goal is to provide you with the best experience ever. If this all sounds too good to be true, come on down and see it for yourself. And when you get here, say, I'm here for the experience. And we'll donate $25 to the charity of your choice, plus send you the movies on us, plus a great list of other gifts that we have to offer.
At Michael Hull, it's all about you, Michael Hull.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Amy Tarkanian, former chairwoman of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.